The Florida Beef Council was asked to come to the FCCLA, which is Family, Career, and Community Leaders of America. It was their conference. So we were there with a group of high school students from across the state that would have all been part of the FCCLA organization through their local high school. They had chaperones and advisors that brought them to Orlando and basically let them sit in on some really cool breakout sessions, lots of different things. It was neat how big of a range, but things that would impact them in the future just as consumers and then just family community leaders. So we obviously talked about beef, but I know that there were some other breakout sessions that covered things like sewing. There was a chef from a local culinary school that came and talked to them. Lots of cool things going on. But our session was primarily on cuts of beef and things that these students could do to be informed consumers. You know, they become the primary person in the household who's going to be purchasing meat products.
Wow, that sounds great. Okay, so and you actually conducted one of those programs about beef cuts. What was your specific program about then?
Yeah, so we wanted a heavy emphasis on some alternative cuts, things outside of the ribeye, filet, strip steak that most people would think of as a steakhouse cut, some things that are just as good, easy to cut yourself. So I did a breakdown of a whole top sirloin butt. So taking the whole piece and kind of separating those muscles, turning it into cut steaks, stew meat, things that you could freeze and keep at home. And you buy that whole muscle at a much better price point than you would a cut steak. And it doesn't take much skill at all, right? Just a little bit of knowledge of knives and how to use them.
Would you say that the students there were pretty receptive to what you were telling them?
So there were a couple of chaperones that told us that we had the biggest turnout that she had seen in any of those breakout groups. I was amazed at how engaged these students were. The things that they knew about meat kind of blew me away for them to be middle school and high school students that were sitting in the room. But we had a couple dozen of them come up after the presentation. We gave them some promotional kind of pamphlets with recipes, beef cuts, ways to cut beef, some food safety things, even some seasoning packets that they were really excited to take home. So that was neat for us to see their engagement.
Well, Kylie, would you say, I guess, kind of in closing, that this was a good use of beef checkoff dollars then?
Oh, I think 100%. We put a lot of focus, obviously, and the organization is centered around cattle ranchers and kind of what we do in sharing that message. But I think that sometimes we tend to share the message with the people who are already the primary food purchasing person in the household. And I think switching the emphasis and reaching those younger students who are in a couple of years going to become that person that's running the household, making those food buying decisions, getting them informed and engaged with our industry now, I think is the best use of funds.